This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Today on the show, Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian is going to join us in the very next segment. Talk a little Memphis basketball, recruiting, and everything else. Chris Harrington is going to join us at 10 o'clock. Chris Harrington, exclusive to the Daily Memphian, broke the Levitt Shell lineup for the summer.
Oh.
So that's the that's over the Daily Memphian. He has the Levitt Shell lineup. He also has the Memphis 10. He wrote about, I noticed this phenomenon, disappearing outdoor basketball courts. That is that a real thing, Brad? Are there fewer?
It is.
What does that mean?
There's
fewer outdoor
places like the precinct over here.
There's a lot at the precinct.
Well, yeah, but places like that aren't everywhere, and they're going away if they exist. Yeah. Especially in the suburbs.
We'll talk to him about that phenomenon. That, by the way, is Brad Carson, who is joining us because Jeffrey is getting a much deserved.
Let's celebrate Jeffrey for just one quick second and say how great of a job he does on your show.
Let's just celebrate
and every other show on the radio station.
How he is the ultimate glue guy.
He is our glue guy for sure.
He is the ultimate glue guy. Yeah. And so we appreciate Jeffrey and appreciate him taking a day off.
Yes.
Brad is joining us instead. Brad, what they've done recently is they have taken the incredible cutting-edge innovation that we have come up with on this show, which is to pull the hell out of you people.
Right.
They have turned it, as you would expect,
Gary Parrish. We stole it.
Turned it into something perverted.
Yeah.
And they took a perfectly good and clean and family.
Mm-hmm. You had very innocent
family pulls. Invention.
Yeah.
And they turned it into something perverted. Their first poll. Is this the first poll ever on
this
the Gary Parrish Show?
I think. Well, we've done other polls. This is the first one. This is the first one we've done probably this year. A long time.
And it was that pressing question of whether Nick Saban watches porn.
Does Nick Saban watch porn?
Saban watch porn? Finally, we got more than 1,000 votes in that poll.
Do you think Nick Saban watches porn?
And Brad and I were divided on this. I say no, he says yes, and the people say
1,100 votes, yes, 52%, no, 48%. I was right about this, Jeff.
No, that doesn't mean you were right. That means
the listeners agree with my opinion.
It means you voted along with the unwashed masses and were wrong.
The problem was they started rallying the Alabama fan base to vote no, and they all were like, "Of course he watches porn."
No, I think what happened is everybody else in the SEC decided to vote.
Put the yeses in there.
This
was, by the way, because there was a story from Arkansas. A woman shot her 69-year-old husband
still
for watching porn.
That does not excuse why you asked if Nick Saban lost.
No, we were. It was in four stories at 4:44. We had a Nick Saban story. We had a shooting in Arkansas.
What you did is you took my perfectly family-oriented device, which we may deploy again today,
and turned it
into something dirty. She said all of that. Right.
That's exactly what she said.
And now he's bringing. That's what she said. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can't take the Gary out of the bread.
I mentioned Jonah Jordan's going to be here. Chris Harrington's going to be here. We have lots of things to talk about. It is draft day in the NFL.
We're carrying it live tonight, by the way, 6 o'clock.
We're carrying it tonight at 6 o'clock.
And we get to stream it, too. I talked to ESPN. We get to carry that on radio.com, on 92.9, on the station. We have all rights to the draft.
Tune in here to listen. By the way, because we're carrying that at 6 o'clock, the 6
Yeah, we don't have the 6, I know.
That has been wildly popular.
Wildly popular. That's what, in the programming world, we call, I just floated it out there to see what I had, and turns out...
And what you do is you take the it's the daily best of.
Yeah. Well, essentially, highlights.
Highlights from the days, and it's an hour.
Because every segment is really our best, if you really think about it.
Every
15 minutes, the best is coming through those speakers.
But it's just a smattering, a sampling from the... From the shows that we have, and they rerun it.
6 o'clock every evening when we don't
have
things.
That won't be tonight because we're going to be carrying the NFL draft. I am going to insist, this thing going around on the internet today, or yesterday, the last couple days, that we may actually take calls today, and if so, I'm going to insist everybody is going to have to, who's on the show today, is going to have to begin by telling me 5 jobs they've held. Okay. Did you see this on the internet?
I actually participated.
You participated in the 5 jobs.
I posted some as well.
Okay, well, let's get it. It's a mandatory. This is a mandatory thing today.
Yeah.
Your 5 jobs that you have held.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
The 5 jobs. Well, I've had more than 5.
I know.
You actually double posted, which is...
You think that's lousy?
No, I was just like, man, this guy, why don't you just post the LinkedIn thing there.
I don't have a LinkedIn. I'm not on LinkedIn.
Well, you don't because you're the lead columnist in Memphis.
I don't have LinkedIn.
5 jobs for Brad Carson. Number 1, bowling alley manual pin setter.
Is that really true?
Yeah, and it still exists. There's a place that's an old labor hall in Mount Olive, Illinois called Turner Hall. It has 2 lanes, and they still have 2 little kids back there that are 12 and 13 years old. And they take the pins. You get $5 a game. You get free candy bars, and the bowlers tip you if you're fast. So manual pin setter. Yeah, so
there's no system.
So you're standing. I need to stand up to give you the visual, like in the studio.
Brad's standing up now.
So bowler bowls, bang! There it goes. You take the pins from the alley. You put it in the rack.
There's a rack.
You pull the rack. It sets it down like you're setting eggs in the little cases.
So you're not setting them each up individually.
No, you're not like here's number 1.
Right.
No,
you're putting them in a rack.
Back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, these AMC machines, they didn't have the auto machines. Those were expensive and weren't really developed yet. So they had manual pin setters. Some places in the Midwest still have them.
All right, so what was 5 more?
Two, promotions worker at a trucking convention. This was, I worked for the Midnight Cowboy was signing autographs at a trucking convention in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And so they had an autograph line of all these truckers who wanted Bill Mack. He wrote the song Blue for Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
And so they wanted his autograph. And he had this overnight radio show.
And what was your role?
I was there to make sure they got their prizes, to make sure they were orderly and in line, and to make sure to greet the fans of Bill Mack and to be at this trucking convention. Number 3, casino slot tournament host. This was at Harrah's in Las Vegas. And what I would do is they would have these blue hairs that would bus into the casino, and I was their host, you know, like a 22-year-old Brad Carson.
They probably liked you.
So, so they're like, I'm like, hey, welcome to Harrah's. Tonight we have the grand prize $1 million slot, you know, and Janet from Smithville, New Jersey is here. Janet has come all the way to Las Vegas. Say hello to Janet. Round of applause.
I'm sure you did that one.
Janet would get casino bucks.
That suits your personality perfectly.
Paid $1,000 a weekend.
Wow. A weekend?
A weekend, I got $1,000, and
What's 4?
Number 4, PR at a NASCAR, the very first NASCAR race in Las Vegas. I worked the press row, so it was like, ladies and gentlemen, Dale Earnhardt will be taking your questions.
People didn't realize is that in media rooms in NASCAR, they used to give out cigarettes.
There's packs of
cigarettes and sausages, you know, like...
It's all sitting out.
Sausages and little...
Beer, if you want a beer.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want.
It was really degenerate. So, and number 5?
Number 5, I was a graduate assistant. I taught at UNLV. I was a speech communication instructor, and nobody wanted to be in my classes because they didn't need my class because I'm making $35,000 a year parking cars at the Bellagio.
I put down where I had an egg route as a kid where I delivered eggs around... I had an egg route. Like, we had eggs, and we had chickens, and we got people in the neighborhood to buy eggs, and I had an egg route.
Okay, you delivered eggs.
I also delivered the papers. I had a paper route.
Oh,
that's two.
Me fits.
I worked on the Erie County Fair. I worked on the glider ride. I don't know if you know what that is. A glider ride, it's like a slow-moving
You were a ride train. Attendant?
Yeah, ride attendant. No, no, not like at a ride. It wasn't.
You
a,
didn't put
it,
the people on the ride?
It wasn't a ride that stayed still. It was the glider ride. Was a little train that took you touring all around the Erie County Fair, old people mostly, and stuff. And I just
Erie County Fair, very nice.
Erie County Fair. I throughout college, I washed dishes at. I was in the worked in the dining hall.
Nothing's below you.
Scraping peanut butter off of dishes. Those damn people.
Nothing
with
is
peanut
below
butter.
You. That's good.
And then I worked as a fact checker for People Magazine.
Now where, that's interesting.
Where among the other four weren't. An egg route isn't interesting? An egg route isn't interesting? The fact that I worked as a dishwasher in college isn't interesting?
No. No. People Magazine fact checker
where
is interesting.
I had to check this very important question. Did Barbara Eden ever show her navel in I Dream of Jeannie?
No.
Never did. No, that's true. That's true. She
never got it right.
Yep. You would have been a miraculous fact checker.
I don't know.
Anyway,
they didn't have Google then either.
If you're going to talk to us today, Jonah Jordan's already in studio, and he's going to have to tell me his five jobs. He's so young, he may not have had five jobs yet.
But say hello, Jonah. You're just sitting in the studio.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, but I was writing.
Don't answer the question yet.
Yeah, okay, just save it for the next.
We'll
that's the tease.
To you next segment. Okay. Today is the NFL draft day, and I am a – actually, we have a – Gary and I are hosting an event tonight, and so I won't be able to watch the NFL draft live, and I love the NFL draft.
You love it?
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. The first day of my married life, I woke up and it was draft day, and the deal was we were getting ready to go on our honeymoon, but I asked Julia, I said, can I have what turn the draft on? It was that back then it was an all day affair, as it were. It was just Saturday. Yeah. It was one long day of gorging on, and I said, can I turn and watch the draft? And so the deal was I could watch the draft, but with the sound off. And and while we packed and got, we were leaving that day,
yeah.
But the Bills, who were actually okay back then, they were picking later in the day, and so we got on and we flew off. We actually went to Italy on our honeymoon, and I didn't find out who they drafted. This is the days before the internet,
mm-hmm.
And then they didn't carry the. You could get the International Herald Tribune, but they didn't carry the full draft. You couldn't log on,
mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't find that the Bills drafted Thomas Smith of North Carolina cornerback until I landed 2 weeks later or 10 days later or something. But
ooh,
that's how much I love the draft.
You
if
are
you
a good
grow up
fan of that.
With a crappy-ass team, mm-hmm. You don't look forward to the games. You look forward to the draft because that's where you pick high. You've got hope. You have whatever. But it has been suggested. And there's all kinds of fabulous draft rumors today. Like, for example,
yes.
Where is Josh Rosen going to end up? Who is interested in him? The one story is that the Redskins have no interest in Josh Rosen. They are interested in draft and trading up into the top five to get Dwayne Haskins. Now, whether they are or not, who knows? It would be to jump ahead of the Giants, who are at six. So that's one. Mm. Another one is that the Raiders might want to take Haskins at four. Which would be stunning because people haven't necessarily said it, but they supposedly have fallen in love with
Quinn and
Haskins. And so there's all kinds of fascinating stuff that will unfurl itself during the NFL draft, including, by the way, the first two quarterbacks could be African-American. And over at The Undefeated, they did this piece on whether the stigma and the stereotypes around African-American quarterbacks have gone away because people don't even think about it. You got Kyler Murray, you got Dwayne Haskins, and they're both African-American. They could be the first two picks in the draft. I think Steve White, were we to have him on, would tell you that they have not gone away.
Yeah.
That, yes, if you were a superior quarterback, you can be drafted in the first round. I think the place where he would say it still exists is if you are a Tyrod Taylor,
right.
If you are a mediocre quarterback,
mm-hmm.
We still want the mediocre white clip holder.
Right.
Right. I think that's what Steve would say.
Right.
But I do think it is true when it comes to the first round. If you're a superior quarterback, you will be taken. But anyway, so here's my question. I love the draft. Jonah, where are you on the draft?
I'm a Titans fan, so I do not care.
So he doesn't care about the draft, and Brad thinks the draft is.
I think it's pretty boring.
Well, here we
draft
go.
Is better.
Here's the
outside of who is like at the top and a couple of questions. Yeah, not my
I love the draft.
NBA draft is better.
We'll talk.
Oh, way better. Not even close.
NBA draft is so much worse. It's ridiculous.
What?
It is worse for the following reasons.
Maybe it's because we have the Grizzlies is why I feel
that way. No, the NBA draft is so much worse for the following reasons. First of all, every single pick is tweeted out in advance by Woj.
You just turn your phone off.
Yeah, turn him off.
No, you can't do that because you want to be talking on Twitter about the NBA draft.
Oh.
I'm going to invite Jonah into the next segment. Jonah, you keep writing.
Yes, sir.
You keep writing.
I'm sorry, it was my fault. I invited you.
Especially if you're going to take Brad's side. Yep. If you're going to take Brad's side in these things, I don't want to be ganged up on.
So,
here's the problem with the NBA draft. Woj, you want to participate on Twitter because you want to know, you want to hear, see the debates.
Right.
You don't want to learn before everything's going on what's going on. And I don't think it's as prevalent in the NFL draft. That's number one. Number two, the NBA draft, for whatever stupid reason, they don't announce trades until after. So they're like, he was drafted, but he wasn't drafted for, and you don't even know who he was drafted for at the time. They don't say, there's been a trade, and they tell you right then. I don't really understand it, but in the NFL draft, you're like, the Redskins have traded up to number four, and they're drafting Dwayne Haskins.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's not like that at all. It's the NBA draft is some weird secret about how they do it. I don't really understand that. But here's the real problem in the NBA draft. After you get past the first five players, or 10 players, they all suck. None of them are relevant particularly. It doesn't matter. Who goes 23 doesn't matter because they're not going to be good, whereas the NFL draft is very good well into the third round. You're getting impact players.
Here is my problem with the NFL draft, and it speaks to the kind of fan I am. I don't care about defensive tackles, offensive tackles. I don't know the offensive tackle from Clemson or the defensive tackle from Clemson, and half of the first round are defensive tackles, linemen, off-hitch players.
But they're going to
sure.
be important.
I get that.
Into the third round, you're going to have players who are important.
I get that. Compare that to the NBA experience. Those players...
You've seen them and you recognize them because you saw them scoring.
I know everything about them, or there's maybe one or two players that are like in lore, like Doncic. So I think that's the big difference for me.
Okay, here's our... We've now settled on our poll question.
Yep, okay.
Our poll question is going to be the following.
All right.
What is the most overrated day in sports?
Okay.
And here are some of the options I'm going to throw out. The most overrated days in sports. Don't hit send yet.
Don't hit send yet. We need to flesh this out.
We will include the NFL draft on there. Okay.
Okay.
We will include, how about signing day? How do you feel about signing day as an option?
I think it's a good option.
It's overrated.
I don't think it's overrated either because people, and I know this from the radio station.
This is exactly the same as the draft.
People love the signing day stuff.
People love the draft stuff.
They do.
They love it more.
That's why it's televised over three days. Like when the Wiseman stuff, for example, when you go to the basketball.
I was talking about football signing. There is no basketball signing day. Mm-hmm. There's the commitment day and the sign. People don't even pay attention to basketball signing day.
I guess as an aggregate, the basketball recruiting stuff is not a day.
No. That's not a day.
All right.
We have no day.
So that's not a day. NFL draft day.
I'll throw out some other options.
All right.
The Kentucky Derby.
I think it's in consideration.
You think it
should be? I love it, though.
I love it.
That's one where there's 150,000 people there. If you're ever there, it's awesome. It's meh on TV.
Let me throw out some other options. You might going to disagree ferociously with some of these, perhaps. January 1.
The Bull Day. I think it's widely overrated. Yeah, and I think it's worthy of consideration because people talk about it so much, and who gives a crap?
Okay, how about this one?
Jan 1.
Opening Day.
Now, as a baseball purist, it's a big day.
This is specifically one in St. Louis. This is one that you love.
That's a holiday in St. Louis.
Just like I love the draft and you don't.
Opening day in St. Louis is like heaven. If you lived and grew up in that world, Cardinal fans who, especially Midwestern Cardinal fans where I grew up, they know it.
Now, even I won't put the first day of the NCAA tournament, although I think it's only overrated to the extent that it is not the greatest day in sports. That's the only, and everyone says it is.
I think it's exciting.
I'm not going to put that on the list.
Not on the list. But
how about Olympic opening ceremonies? Would that be overrated?
That's fun. That's good TV.
And that shouldn't be on our list.
And it's such a unique TV experience.
And it's the start of something.
That's not a sports purist consideration. I don't think it's more.
Okay. So the NBA draft, we could put it in there.
All right, NBA draft.
But we only have four options.
So the options you've listed, here are your
options.
Jan 1, you mentioned, Kentucky Derby, College Signing Day, NFL Draft Day, or NBA Draft. We'll call it day.
Okay, we're going to go with, we're going to say what is the most overrated day in sports? And it's going to be NFL Draft Day.
Okay.
January 1.
Jan 1.
I'm going to put down opening day.
Opening day, okay. Opening day.
That's January 1.
Baseball opening day.
Baseball opening day.
Okay.
NFL draft day.
Yep.
Or
signing day. I think those are good
options. Those will be our four choices.
Yeah, and people
now,
are
what
split.
What we do on this
help me out.
Show is that we, in addition to putting this up, we now predict how we believe what people are going to vote for.
Okay. All right. I think that because we're in the moment, people will stay away from NFL draft.
No, I think they're going to say it's the most overrated.
They're going to say today's overrated. You think it'll be the most overrated.
What do you think it's going to be? Signing day?
I think the most overrated is going to be.
January 1?
They're probably going to vote baseball because this town hates baseball.
They're going to. Strong.
There are a lot of baseball. Now, maybe Twitter will help me out on this because it's Twitter and it's niche.
Do you think this is going to be close?
Yeah, I think it'll be balanced. I do. January 1, I don't think people will defend because generally we're not so focused on that here.
Is it even overrated anymore? Maybe it's no longer rated.
I just put it up.
Okay. We'll put it up.
Those are the four.
Those are the four. We will put that poll up. We will return, and we will talk to Jonah Jordan about Memphis basketball recruiting when we come back. We got Chris Harrington later. Everyone's going to have to tell me their five jobs. And I gotta say a few words about Johnny Newman and regret at some point during this show as well. It's Jeff Dawkins' show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
Some of us like the indoors, some of us like the outdoors. IKEA Memphis has something for both. Like when the rest of the family is barbecuing in the sun, and we're in the shade with the hammock all to ourselves. Whether you spend the spring outdoors or bring the spring indoors, visit IKEA Memphis to find furnishings like extra seating and colorful dinnerware to refresh every room of your home for less. Visit IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA. Make the dream yours.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hard away. Player put me over, coming with it. They took my heart away.
CBC's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. It's not overrated. No siree. It is where you can save 50 to 80% off retail store prices every day of the week. And that's before you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, with a G. And then you'll get an additional 10% off. It is why it has been named the best mattress store in the city 4 straight years. You got the best mattress, most comfortable mattress. They got, you can make your own pillow. Serdai Comfort. You got Simmons Beauty Rest. Not only that, they've actually got a whole showroom full of furniture. In fact, if you go over to Better Business Bureau, you will see that they have nearly 500 positive reviews, which is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company. Once again, mention my name, an additional 10% off. Sleepy Sea is located 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call directly at 692-6200. Sleepy Sea is by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Brad, the poll is now up. I have tweeted it out. What does the poll say, and who is the early leader?
Which of these is the most overrated day in sports? Number one leading the poll, college football signing day with 41%.
Really?
27%, and these people are eager to vote. The MLB opening day haters.
You feel personally attacked by them, don't you?
Savages. Yeah, going after our...
Ladies and gentlemen, I think our mission in life today should be to make that the number one most overrated day.
They hate baseball, man.
And
what's
just
up with you, Memphians?
Literally vote against Brad Carson. Go ahead, and then that's number two. What's number three?
Number three is NFL draft day, day one, with 17%. So much lower. The two leaders are signing day.
And then January 1?
January 1 is the lowest. People, I guess, like Jan 1.
Or maybe they just don't think it's overrated. I'll tell you, here's the other reason why. Neither signing day nor the NFL draft are overrated. Now, you can argue they are overrated as spectator experiences if you want. But they're clearly not overrated as significant because it is literally the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl right. on the day that they won multiple Super Bowls on the day that they drafted Tom Brady in the sixth round. Like, yeah. there's nothing overrated about that. The day that the Memphis Tigers signed D'Angelo Williams,
right.
there was nothing overrated about that. The day that whatever, like. It is hugely impactful. Both right. signing day and NFL draft day are the equivalent. Now, I understand if it's not your cup of tea to watch because mm-hmm. there's not much instant. I mean, there's nothing really happening. Just right. names being called out. It's attendance.
Yeah.
But
opening day in baseball, though, the number two selection thus far with 32% and rising. That is
good.
That
rising.
Is
vote.
Yeah, Jonah's
vote
actually
early
actively
and often,
campaigning
ladies and
against. He's like down with opening day. And that's opening a total day? Market thing. That is a market to market thing.
Oh, no. And there's no question. In some markets, that would never, no one would even.
Right.
They wouldn't be. That would, there would be no. If we put that poll up yep. in St. Louis, we would be probably
well,
shut down by the end of the day.
It's one of the things that makes my job hard because your personal likes, it has nothing to do with how I run the radio station.
Well, how about me?
You, know, you love hockey.
I'm watching hockey every night.
Last night I did the same thing.
I'm watching hockey.
Yeah.
Last two nights have been unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tremendous.
That Capitals game.
Can I talk about
great.
Hockey today?
No, we are not allowed to talk about hockey. I try to limit it.
Brad
as much
comes
as possible.
In here with a stick, a hockey stick, and they start swinging at us if we start.
It was fun last night.
Jonah Jordan joins us now. Jonah Jordan is with the Daily Memphian, where he covers the University of Memphis. He hasn't even had five jobs. How many jobs have you had?
Oh, man.
Have you had any jobs besides this job?
So,
he's like 16.
First job was when I was 16 at Backyard Burger.
What'd you do? You work like taking orders and stuff?
Yeah.
Or did you work
at
the grill?
Counter, did the drive through, made sandwiches.
The one here, where was it?
The one on West Street, all the way in Germantown.
Okay.
Oh,
so
that's
first
a nice one.
Backyard Burger,
yeah.
That's a real job. Was it greasy?
Oh, yeah.
Was
yeah,
it?
I learned a whole
I
lot of things.
I don't mean the Backyard Burger is greasy, but just whenever you're cooking that many burgers,
right.
it's
yeah.
going to be a
yeah.
greasy establishment.
Yeah.
Did
no.
you still like the food at the end?
No, I can't eat it anymore.
Oh, wow.
I can't eat it anymore.
It tainted your view.
Yeah,
well, I can see that. I can see that it would do that.
I mean, you eat it every day when you're on break. I was there for 2.5 years. I mean, it's like, I was there for.
It's funny
because
John Martin worked a lot of those jobs. He never lasted longer than 1.5 days. So,
yeah, yeah.
At any
it's
of
funny
them.
How
so,
that worked.
Okay.
Well, they actually like
that's one job. Do you have on any others to your name?
I mean, not really, no. And then
this is pathetic.
247,
like,
and then Daily
he's like 18 years old.
247 Sports.
Yeah.
You did
yeah.
247
go.
Sports.
He was a writer. That's a yeah. nice second job.
Yeah, that's yeah. a good. Yeah, you didn't.
Well, I worked at the Helmsman, too.
You think here, most people of our vintage, Brad, yeah. and I'm a different vintage than you.
No, but we're closer
than
not. But
what we have these five jobs yeah. that we're all, I mean.
I have way more than the five
the ones,
I said.
Yeah, I
yeah.
do. I weighed
push
pigs.
Snow.
Well, wait.
I weighed pigs and sheep at the Erie County Fair one summer too. Kids would bring them in, and your market pig had to be had to be between 180 and 240 pounds.
Oh
if it
God.
Wasn't 180
Can
pounds,
you
you'd be disqualified, and if it was more than 240, you'd be disqualified. And so the parents would get so mad if
oh
it
no.
was 241 and you weren't.
Oh, no.
You know, well, they
I
they
remembered
tried to,
another job.
Yeah. And so, like, I did that job. I also worked as an usher at the Erie County Fair at the like the for the tractor pulls.
Oh,
I,
yeah, the tractor pulls.
I did
pulls.
That.
Yeah. I used to announce tractor pulls.
I mentioned this before, but on my other one, my first summer after college, I worked for the town of Hamburg mowing lawns.
Yeah, that's fun.
I worked in an ice cream shop. Like, I've done, we all had scut jobs.
Yes.
Look at the entitled kids
dude,
these days.
No, they don't mow the lawn.
All he can
they
come
don't
up with
mow
is
lawns, and your family's a good example.
Example.
Okay.
You people are spoiled. Not
no,
an old
we
man.
Actually are the ones that are perpetuating this.
So I worked at Backyard Burger, and then I worked at a law firm. Worked at a law firm making phone calls. I did that.
What kind of phone calls? Have you been injured recently in an accident?
Basically, yeah.
Really?
Somewhat like that. I cannot explain it. I cannot explain it. It was a subrogation law firm.
A what?
Subrogation.
Subrogation.
Yeah.
Subrogation, yeah.
It's ERISA and stuff like that.
ERISA.
Wow.
Yeah. I cannot explain it to
Forget
you.
Forget that.
Who were you calling?
People.
Cold calling. This
yeah,
is great.
Cold calling. People who had been injured.
Sounds like you were magnificent at this job.
People who had been cold
really
calling,
persuasive.
Workers comp.
Sounds,
like it was
sounds,
a,
sounds really great. You sound
it,
like
I,
you nailed
I've watched it all from my mind. I forgot all of it. And then I worked at the Helmsman. Then I worked at 247 and then the Daily Memphian. So
okay.
I,
yeah.
All right. Precious Chua, how'd the visit go?
I've heard it went well. But me and you talked about this yesterday on the Daily Memphian Tigers podcast. No visit has ever gone
That's
poorly.
Not true.
Well,
there
well,
is one. Tell the people about the visit that went poorly.
Memphis's
oh, no.
visit when they had Robert Woodard in for when Tubby Smith was here.
What happened?
They a support staff member. I think Jason's told the story on the radio, so I don't feel bad telling it.
What happened?
They ran the so support staff member was at the Finch Center. This was when they were still building Lori Walton. Lori Walton was under construction. They're like, okay, we're going to take Robert Woodard over there to show it to him, show him and his family.
God.
And then a support staff member ended up slamming his car into the Woodard's car while he's trying to back up out of the Finch Center. Yeah.
That's game over.
Yeah. I mean, they were never going to get him in the first place, but that kind of just...
Yeah, he was going to Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, he always was going to Mississippi State. But that kind of just...
So that was a bad visit.
Put a different flavor on it.
What do we know
get
about
a driver,
the
for God's sake.
What do we know about the Precious Achiuwa visit?
I heard somebody tell me, I saw on Twitter, and then I had somebody tell me they did something for him down on Beale Street, which was different. I've never heard them do it, like a photo shoot or something like that, which is kind of a different spin on it, which I thought was an
It's sort of like a Tipton Ebbets type thing, where they do graphic work and they get you suited up and the whole deal.
Yeah. But it was down on Beale.
That's a cool new feature.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And where are you now on him?
I'm interested to see where he takes, if he takes an official visit to Georgia, that'll be interesting to me. But as of right now, I think he's going to Memphis, I think. But, I mean, 2 weeks ago it was, Trenton Watford's going to Memphis and Precious Achiuwa is going somewhere else.
Right.
Then Will Wade gets hired. Not hired. He gets his job back at LSU, and everything flipped right when that happened. It was all of a sudden, okay, LSU's back in play for Watford. Memphis may be able to get Achiuwa even more than – they were in there before, but now it looks like that's the guy instead of Watford. I think it was always, if you can get both, that's great, but whichever commits first, and that was always going to be Watford. If he'd committed on
– All right, how about this kid from Little Rock?
Graduate transfer, Rajon Tucker. He's good.
When's he coming in?
He's going to be here tonight. Official visit starts tomorrow.
Here's what was weird is John Bifus tweeted today, I believe, that I think the tweet came out today. It said, Jeff Calkins was right. Penny Hardaway's at the airport. He looks like he's in a hurry, but he's stopping to sign every autograph and take every selfie. Is he flying somewhere or is he just meeting someone at the airport?
It could have been either one. I don't know if it's a recruiting
period. Why would he be flying somewhere?
Hold on, let me see if it's a recruiting period.
Okay, if he's flying
somewhere. This town is amazing. You know where people are at all the time in this town.
Yeah, I heard about
Connection Web.
Yeah, people text me every time.
It's amazing.
Every time they see Penny?
No, it's amazing.
Penny.
Now, you can know where he's at all times.
I was at lunch with somebody the other day, and they're like, oh, hold on, I got to take this phone call. They came back and was like, Tony Madlock's at the airport. I'm like, I don't need to know that.
Ridiculous.
We should have trackers on everybody.
No, there is, basically, with this crew.
All right, so the kid's coming in tonight, and where's he going?
I don't know. He's taken all five visits. He could still go to the NBA draft. He's taking his time. You can read about – we wrote about him.
Here's the thing. You actually talked to him, which I think is helpful because you can – in addition to writing down his quotes where he talks about – he obviously is can go to the NBA draft. You can sort of give us a sense of how he sounded to you. How did he sound to you? Did he sound like guy who's hell-bent on going to the NBA draft if they give me even the slightest encouragement? Or did he sound like a guy who's coming back to college?
He sounded like a guy who's coming back, but he wanted to hear the feedback. And that if they put – I think if he gets the feedback, hey, you could be a first-round pick, he's gone. But I don't think he's there yet. I think he's right now he's kind of waiting to see what they're going to say. But right now I think it's leaning towards he's coming back to college, and
he's taken his five visits. If he's coming back, the other contenders are
Auburn, West Virginia, North Carolina.
God,
a few other schools are in there. I don't think he's said those final two visits, but he's taken all of his visits.
Is there a favorite? Is there currently a favorite?
No.
And then how do you balance that against, for example, Lester Kanonis and R.J. Hampton and, the people they still have, like, they still got David Wingits on the roster, right?
Yeah.
I mean, plus Tyler, of course. And, how do they, because all of these things don't happen at the same time.
No.
They're going to have to make decisions about things in some sort of an order.
But it was the same thing.
How do you parse through this?
I mean, it was the thing when Trenton was going to make his decision.
I know. So what happens? What happens? Do they take anyone who commits now?
Yeah.
Any of these dudes who commit, they just take them.
I think you're at a position now where if somebody commits, you want them, and they're good enough. I mean, if Lester Kanonis commits.
All these players are great players.
Yeah, they're
great
players.
You just take any of them.
And you figure it out.
And does that then eliminate other players?
Maybe. Maybe not. Like, you're going to have, you have three scholarships open right now. So if, say, Rajon Tucker committed on his visit, which I think is unlikely, you're still in play for Lester Quinones and Precious Achiuwa and all these guys.
How important would Rajon be to?
Oh, I think.
I mean, given that he's experienced, given that he's proven, he's
the attitude he has too is just, it would fit in so well over there. He's only talked about winning. He talked to me about winning a national championship, winning for 5 minutes. Why he's taking a grad transfer, or why he's a grad transfer. He could have easily stayed at Little Rock for another year and scored 25 points and 7 rebounds and gone to the NBA draft, but he wants to win at a high level, and that's why he's looking at the teams he's looking at. It would be great. Attitude-wise, he's got the experience. He'd be the best scorer on the team right away.
He basically won those 10 games for them, didn't he? I mean, yeah, he's like, all they had.
He's all they had. I mean, he almost beat Memphis at home by himself.
Yeah.
29 points.
Yeah, he's
crazy. Fantastic. Like, that's the kind of guy you take because.
And then,
well,
how are you
so
feeling
young.
If you're Tyler Harris watching all this unfold?
I don't know. It's an interesting question we talked about recently. It's got to be a little, I don't know if unsettling is the word, but I mean, he's going to have to come in and fight for a spot right away if RJ Hampton ends up coming in. If not, it may be a little bit easier. It may just be him and Lomax and Ball. But he's going to have to fight and scrap for everything he gets if they get another point guard in.
Okay. And then James Wiseman has had a big run.
Oh, he's great. He's impressed everybody. He's going to be the number one. If he keeps it up, he'll be the number one. Right now, he's number one in all these mock drafts. If he keeps it up, he's going to be the number
one. It's funny. We had Evan Daniels on earlier this week, and he said, because I sort of said to him that the knock against Wiseman has always been, this is what you just hear. Does he love basketball, right? Yeah. And he just very quickly said, yeah, I've never bought that. He said it's a bogus knock. It's from people who haven't watched him play. He didn't have a great summer last summer because he was injured.
Yeah, he was hurt.
But he's been great this year, and he's been great during this stretch. And some of it is, and he just keeps getting better. Like,
yeah,
he's re-elevated himself. He separated himself again as the number one player in the draft. And some of it is because, okay, so he has this sort of off summer, but he also has a sort of off the court, a gentle spirit of a personality,
yeah,
right? And then he has this spangly pink unicorn, and it all fits in. Like,
thing.
Is he a tough dude? You know, is he?
Oh,
and
he is.
Does he?
Yeah.
But he is, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he absolutely is. I think the knock for James in his first year or so was always not to me that he didn't love basketball. I think he's always loved basketball. It's just the intensity sometimes it fades and it comes in and out, but that I think that was because he was hurt and it was a little frustrating. Once he was healthy, you saw this guy, this spark, this guy who's not going to back down from anybody. I mean, he went right at Vernon Carey last year at Peach Jam. He doesn't back down from anyone anytime ever, and off the court he's a lot like Penny. He doesn't shy away from the spotlight.
All these mocks have him like at number one.
Yeah,
right now,
he's
going to
go number one. I mean, I was at the McDonald's thing when they presented his jerseys.
Incredible. I mean,
yeah,
he's going to be the Zion Williamson of next year.
Well, yeah, he's not going to be that.
But that's how down the draft is. But I'm saying, like, he's in the same position as Zion Williamson, and
when,
one year removed.
He reminds me of Penny. Of we were in that.
Really?
I was in the McDonald's over on Southern. He was getting his jersey presented.
His demeanor, you mean?
Right.
Yeah. It was slammed in there. It was most people I've ever seen at McDonald's.
He's unbelievable the way that he takes pictures with people.
Yeah, he takes picture on picture on picture on picture.
It.
He couldn't even eat. I mean, everybody was done. Everybody's waiting on James to eat. He hadn't even sat down yet.
I wonder if he'll chance. Like, he likes right now. You can tell, like, at every Memphis Tiger basketball game, he likes being a celebrity. He enjoys that. I actually think it. I mean, obviously, Penny is why he came here, but I think it helped him the way that he was embraced by the community, that he feels like he's appreciated here.
Huh.
Here's the one thing I wanted to ask you about that you mentioned on our podcast.
Okay.
We did a podcast over the Daily Memphian. DJ Jeffries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You said he's got a real chip on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
About Kentucky.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not even, I think it's partway the
First
way.
First of all, he's the guy who said that Kentucky was rude to him.
Well,
right?
Now the fans are probably coming at him now.
That is exactly it. It's the Kentucky fans.
You nailed it. So what happens?
Every time he mentions Kentucky, every time he mentions, because it's a process.
Or even if he doesn't mention Kentucky, right? He said anytime he tweets
anytime
anything.
Anytime he says anything of Memphis or this or that, he's got Kentucky fans tweeting at him.
Yeah, they're going at him.
They're going at him.
Go to his, can we see right now? Go to his on Twitter and see if
he said,
and he's a pretty quiet kid, isn't he?
He gave me a good quote the other day. It was, I can't remember what, or that he was committed to Kentucky. Thank God, or it's something to the effect, thank God I didn't do that.
DJ Jeff.
And he's like,
people are savages.
And he was like, you're going to tweet that out, and people are going to start tweeting at me.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, yeah, but of course, but he's like, it happens so much. He's like, it happens so often. I'm so used to it by now. He's like, it happens all the time.
Those Kentucky fans are bananas.
They're ruthless.
Well, I mean, in fairness, all fans are bananas.
Yeah, but they're at another level.
There's more of them.
I don't know, Jeff. I mean, I judge them.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you this. How do you think it was? I'm keeping it real here, right?
Okay, keeping it real.
How do you think it was for the Lawsons and Memphis fans?
Not great. Mm-hmm.
How, you know, were they all civil? Were they like,
nope.
hey, we wish you the best, Diedrich? KJ,
nope.
Good. KJ.
I can tell you from my mentions.
You'll always be one of us.
I can tell you from my mentions that they were not that at all.
No, if you spurn a school, not most fans, but there's a certain segment of fans at a school, if you spurn a school, is going to say F you, and they're going to say over and over again on Twitter, and they're going to tell you to burn in
like
hell.
Like, what if my Wiseman hadn't committed to Memphis? People would have been
People would have ripped, destroyed. And,
I think.
People would have destroyed James Wiseman. Yeah. Yes, they would have.
Like,
would have
said, the volume
God,
is different,
we don't
though.
Need him anyway. Blah, yeah. blah, blah. Like,
it's such a different
the
volume.
The volume is different because there's more.
It's a whole state of
maniacs.
And there's
maniacs. A certain level of entitlement, and look down your nose. Can't believe you're going to sort of Memphis from them.
Right.
That definitely happens. Last question, and it is this. Earlier we asked this week if people are a fan of the Liberty Bowl. Do you like the Liberty Bowl as the home of the Memphis Football Tigers?
No. No.
Do you really? More people voted yes than no on that. On that poll, more people
because
voted yes than no.
I think a lot of people voted yes. I saw responses. I remember this because people were like, "What's the alternative?" What's
to
the
feel
alternative?
Better about
that
themselves.
That wasn't the question. It
yeah,
wasn't,
it wasn't the question,
wasn't,
but
they tried to pump
response.
Themselves up with their answer.
They were just trying to be upbeat.
You're trying to pump yourself up with your answer.
And
I think
to pump up the program.
I do think the Liberty.
I
will say this because I don't want people from the Liberty Bowl getting mad at me. I do think they've done a great job. Renovating it. They're doing
tremendous.
Pushing it in the right direction. That home locker room is insane. The
home locker room.
Nobody talks about that.
Lou Esposito, who played here under Rip Shear, he now is the defensive coordinator at Western Michigan.
Yes.
So, like, he's been in lots of locker rooms, right? And he's a football guy, and he played here. And I was with him because I don't know if you know this, but I'm a coach in my spare time. And I was with him.
You're terrible, Jeff.
I'm a genius coach.
Sometimes I don't know. That's not what Norvell said.
That's not what
on the Jason and John
sometimes
show.
Sometimes the player. Did they have him on?
Norvell was on yesterday.
Did he rip me?
I can pull the audio, but he gave some interesting quotes. He was trying to be nice. He's not like you where he just rips people. He kind of couches
that
it.
Son of a.
Yeah, no, unlike the lead
I'm
columnist.
I'm going after him. That's
unlike
it
the
now.
Lead columnist, Norvell, when he's asked to give analysis of you as a coordinator, he actually sort of couched it a little bit. He held back.
That son of a.
I know.
I missed that
I'll get
segment.
The audio here during the break.
But anyway, so what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Liberty Bowl.
Liberty Bowl.
Room.
Okay. The locker rooms are great.
When Lou Esposito walked in there, he was blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like,
well, there you
blown
go.
Away.
I just think the problem
and as a
with
coach myself, I've been in that locker room.
It's got a lot of neon.
And compared to other locker rooms I've been in, it's,
you've
you know.
Nobody
so
goes
many
to the locker room, you guys. I love the Liberty Bowl, but no.
Like.
No, it is true. The fan experience
fan,
is not
the
shaped
fan,
by the
it's not great. I mean, because it's too big.
The fan experience is lacking in a lot of areas.
It's too big.
It's too big. The bleachers are uncomfortable. The food's pretty expensive, and it's
food's
just
expensive everywhere.
Well, I think
food's expensive everywhere.
Gary brought up two really important points. Fans say that you couldn't sell beer, and that's just not true. You can sell,
you can
beer,
sell beer,
even if it's on campus. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is Gary says the perception does hurt them in a sense,
yeah,
selling
well,
the program.
Because it's not because
too big.
It looks empty.
That visual is not 40, it's 66.
I think something that would make it a lot better is if you replaced all of the bleachers with chair backs and made it just chair backs all the way around.
So you have blue.
Then you cut down on the
capacity,
and they can't let you that because the Liberty Bowl doesn't want that.
Nope.
Nope.
Jonah, go get another job, would you please?
Yes, sir.
Something honorable. Something where you have to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty. Something that builds a little character like all the jobs that Brad and I have had. In the meantime, what if you could have one company that could take on all of your technological challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? C Spire Business. C Spire Business might give you a gig, Jonah. I don't actually know that you would qualify. Haven't you listened to you talking about subrogation? I'm not sure that C-Spire would want you because it's the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. More than 500 service professionals, more than 8,700 miles of fiber, ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. When you have everything in one single managed IT portfolio, result is faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C-Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technological challenges. Learn more at C-Spire Business. CSpire.com/business. C-Spire, customer inspired. Okay, when we come back, let's see. We got lots of things to get to. Brad will tell us how badly opening day is getting pummeled. Chris Harrington is going to join us to talk about the NBA and
I've got the audio from Norvell if you
want to
hear it.
Important matters. We will listen to the Mike Norvell said about my coaching debut, and I've just learned that Steve Farese, a very distinguished lawyer, is going to join us to talk about Johnny Newman. He played with Johnny Newman at Ole Miss and actually has sort of taken charge of his memorial service and all that. Johnny Newman, one of the all-time greats in Memphis high school basketball, and so Steve is going to join us in the second hour as well. So Jeff Gawkins, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash. It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Memphis, with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
This is crazy.
From 92.9 FM ESPN.
I want to tell you about someone I met the other day, Will Chase, the president and CEO of Triumph Bank. Will is a lifelong Memphian who's been in banking for 41 years. Back in 2006, he was part of a group that decided to start a new bank, a bank that was a vital part of the community, a bank that strives to work with its customers to solve their challenges, that does everything within its power to say yes. That bank now has nearly $800 million in assets. Triumph Bank is powerful enough and technologically savvy enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but it's small enough and personal enough that Will Chase still gives his customers his cell phone number and that any employee can walk into his office and ask a question at any time. Heck, if you lose your debit card, you don't have to wait a week to get a new one sent to you in the mail. You can walk into any Triumph Bank office and they'll print you off a new one on the spot. So go see Will Chase and the rest of his team at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Baby, it's cold outside. Gibson Propane is here to make sure you stay warm. Gibson Propane is offering huge savings for all customers as well as deep discounts if you own your own propane tank. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your propane tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Count on us for all your propane needs, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Call our location in Memphis at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas to find the location nearest to you. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Call Gibson Propane today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, 60 minutes, 60% off sale. Going on at the South Haven store this Saturday.
What is that, Howie?
Anyone in line between 11 a.m. and noon is going to gain access to the special event, and they'll be able to get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
Designer jewelry?
Yes.
Engagement rings?
Definitely.
What if I want to watch?
How many times do I have to say yes?
60% off everything in the showcase.
Exactly. But you got to be in line between 11 a.m. and noon this Saturday at the South Haven store. Details online at rijewelers.com.
What makes happy hour happier? Craft cocktails, taps pouring cold brews from breweries in our neck of the woods, and a menu of shareables that's so good, it's hard to share. Same owners as Interim and Zaka Bowl. Be happier 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, southofbeal.com.
Our Sunday brunch favorite?
South of Beal.
So much yum.
The Memphis toast, right? French toast with peanut butter pastry cream and sliced bananas, served with strawberry syrup and bacon to die for.
Get the lowdown at southofbeal.com. See you Sunday.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed the shelter of someone.
On the Jeff Calkins Show, we're going to have Chris Harrington join us in just a little bit. Steve Freese, former teammate of Johnny Newman's at Ole Miss, is also going to join us. But first, Brad, two things. Do we have an update on our poll, most overrated day in sports?
Number one leading the poll is college football signing day with 36% of the vote.
Yeah.
Close behind MLB opening day, you
people
snipers.
Coming after you. Go after Brad. What's that?
That's number two, and then the third place is the NFL draft day today at 21%. So one-fifth of the folks think the NFL draft today is overrated, and then Jan 1 is they love college football here. We knew that.
Okay. And then it turns out, as much as I have supported Mike Norvell over the years and applauded him defended him from those who would criticize his play calling.
Big defender.
I have now learned much. It causes me sadness, really, more than anything else, that he turned on me. And that he went on Jason and John's show. I suspect he called them and asked for the appearance.
Called in
and said, I want to take my shots at Jeff. And Brad says this happened. I, for some reason, missed it because I normally listen to all 3 hours of the Jason and John show. And anyway, here's what Mike Norvell here just had to say about my play.
Wasn't it proof, to Coach Norvell, that, you know, guys like Jarvis and Doc, those media guys that have actually played the game, got a bit better feel than us nerds like us and Jeff and Wolo that don't have any clue what we're talking about? Wasn't that pretty much proof of that as well? Football guys, football.
I was definitely, if you had to force me to pick who was going to be successful, I was definitely going with the guys that have strapped it on. But, it was impressive. I have to give props, Wolo didn't give up any points. I mean, Jeff, I actually thought he called a pretty good little sequence. But every once in a while, the one thing I did get on him is that the very first play call of his coaching debut, you go with a spot screen. Seriously,
not smart.
Mean, push the ball down the field,
doubt.
Man. It was fun. It was a great event, and those guys were very gracious to be a part of it, and we definitely appreciated them and their role.
The beautiful thing about it, Mike, is that Calkins has proven that he's a terrible play caller. He can never question you again. This is brilliant.
That's a good point.
This is brilliant by you because, listen, that's what Calkins likes to do now, and he simply can't do it because he couldn't cut it as a play caller. He certainly can't touch you.
Oh, man, I don't know about that. I think everybody's open to a good critique every once in a while. So let me just say I have fun critiquing him, and I know he'll probably have his fun critiquing me at some point here in the future.
He didn't tell me the spot screen was a bad call. Did you think the spot – Jonah, come back in here.
Yeah, Jonah's
did you think
here.
The spot
saw,
screen was a bad call? He actually
screen.
Did criticize once we got down at a field goal range, I ran a wide run, and it lost yards and pushed us out of field goal range. And he did criticize that one. But the only reason I ran that call is because I was doing anything Brady told me to do. And he pointed to a play, but he pointed to a different play. I told you to take a shot
on the first play of the game to take a shot at the end zone. You went with the screen. I was never more
so
disappointed.
So conservative, Jeff. Why a conservative play caller? Is this how you call?
I like to. Here's what I like to do. I like to stay ahead of the chains.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I like to stay ahead of the chains.
Jeffrey gave you all the cliches in the world.
I like to stay ahead of the chains, and I like to take what the defense gives me.
Take what the defense gives you.
And I, and I also thought it was important to get some confidence under the quarterback. Before we started
did
pushing,
did they gain
the ball.
Yards? Did the screen
no.
gain yards?
No, it didn't. But that drive got into field goal range.
I thought the 52-yard field goal was questionable. I thought it was questionable.
They were telling me on the sidelines to kick it, so I did.
You did.
I'm totally like I had no balls whatsoever. Let's be honest. I just did whatever anyone told me to do.
You were doing something that Gary did, which was you were taking. Yeah, you had,
I actually
you
got the idea. I got the idea from Gary. Yeah, Gary told me.
Hitch your wagon to just somebody on the sideline.
But at the end, Brady was like walking away from me. He wanted.
He wasn't focused on you.
At the end, he wanted he wasn't that focused. He was wanted nothing to do with me at the end. I don't want to be any part of this. Like it's my career is being dragged down. He wants to coach someday.
Of course.
He doesn't want to be affiliated with me. You try to hit your wagon of winners, right?
Of course.
I was gonna do a little fun. I did a poll. I took my key from y'all. Uh-huh. I did a poll before the game. I was like, should I interview Jeff after the game?
Uh huh.
Response overwhelming.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was going to find Jeff. I was going to do a little Periscope interview with him. Jeff disappeared. Could not find him.
You handle adversity very well.
I handle adversity very poorly.
Yeah, losing it.
I don't like being criticized.
You're not part of that. It runs in the family.
Chris Harrington handles it well. We'll talk to him next. Jeff,
ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're noticing cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you know this by now. It could be a serious problem. I'm serious. You can get it looked at because it won't cost you a penny. And this is all the big stuff. Foundation repair, crawl space repair. If you got water coming into your basement or your garage or anywhere else, concrete leveling, Redeemers Group will send an expert to your home. It will not cost you a single penny. 541-8765. 541-8765.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.